Cab company leaders from Airport, Liberty Yellow, and Broadway Taxi met with Mayor Brown at City Hall. They say the ride-sharing competition is hurting their longtime business. The state allows ride-sharing in Buffalo. However, these car service providers are not regulated by the city like cab companies. So these taxi operators are now demanding the mayor come up with city rules to level the playing field. Broadway Taxi's Brian Drake says if there are no regulations, citizens could be at risk.
How do you even know who's driving Uber and Lyft? You don't. If you call a Broadway cab and there's an issue, you can reach out to me and I'll touch that driver.
Liberty spokesman Tony Farina wants city regulations to create equal treatments.
I have to work with the council and the law department and come up with some ideas, put them together in a proposal, and hopefully the council will get behind it and we can get something done.
Liberty's Bill Yonke says he's already been forced to make cuts.
To conserve money and stay in business, we outsourced our call center to the Philippines on cost savings. We didn't make it public because it was a very sad day for me. These people were friends of mine, and now they're out of work. And so it did cost people jobs, but I heard that across the table today. The mayor was really unaware of that.
WBFO News spoke with North District Councilmember Joe Golombek, who says the city might have to consider deregulation of taxis to make it fair.
And there is a part of me that says perhaps we should simply deregulate. But once again, you know, for somebody that understands history, when we deregulate, 20 years later, they decide it's not a good idea and they start to regulate.
Attorney Harold Boreanaz represents the taxi companies.
And the taxi companies have one hand or two hands tied behind their back. The citizens of the city of Buffalo, this is coming. If they go down, the taxi companies go down, the consumers will be hurt.
The mayor told the taxi operators he is open to future meetings. In the meantime, the mayor did agree to change a sign at Washington and Scott that currently allows just ride-sharing services to wait for customers. The mayor pledged he will have the sign changed to include taxis. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.